Of the 119 hostages killed in the Moscow theater siege last week, 18 were cast members from the musical Nordost. Chechen gunmen interrupted the musical just as the final act got underway, taking around 800 captives. Though some Nordost cast members insist the show will go on, others have mixed emotions. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
At an Orthodox service today, grieving cast members whispered as a priest read from the Old Testament. The mourners lit candles in memory of their dead colleagues. The cast survivors are now trying to pick up the pieces. Some have called for Nordost to go on, but others are not so sure. Bass guitarist Ilya Lysak was in the orchestra when Chechen gunmen burst in. He says restoring things like the musical's wrecked set would be the easy part. But Lysak says the deaths of his 8 fellow musicians mean he's given up performing in the musical, at least in its present location. I can get down into that orchestra pit again, but I could never play another note there, Lysak says. The pit is a cemetery for my dead friends. Hostages were forced to use the open orchestra pit as a toilet during the ordeal. The Chechen extremists prevented the use of normal bathrooms. Lysak today was among those Nordost veterans filing into the musical's business offices, miles away from the theater where the tragedy played out. In a room lined with a few memorial wreaths, Georgi Vasilev chats with journalists. Vasilev is the chisel-faced, charismatic creator of Nordost, and he too was a hostage throughout the crisis. Nordost was the only authentically Russian musical in Moscow, unlike American productions running here like 42nd Street. This is a musical about Russian history, the triumphs of our army in World War II, Vasilev says. The gunmen told me they deliberately targeted our musical. Nordost's grand finale includes an actual Soviet fighter plane being hoisted down onto the massive stage. The Russian Air Force has bombed Chechen villages and cities for years, and Vasilev thinks this was an added incentive for the attackers. You can imagine what a Russian fighter plane means for a Chechen, Vasilev says. It's a hate symbol for Chechens, and I think that was a psychological factor for them. Vasilev says some of the hostage takers used psychological games to frighten their captives. They frantically moved chairs tied to explosives around the stage and fired shots into a corridor. But Vasilev says not all of the interaction was unfriendly. One female Chechen taught Vasilev a Quranic verse. Others gave history lessons on how Russia had colonized Chechnya in the 19th century and about the present war. Vasilev said the gunmen's ringleaders were distracted when Russian forces pumped an opiate-based gas into the theater. They'd been in a room watching videotapes of the moment they took over the theater. That may have prevented the gunmen from detonating explosives. Vasilev says throughout the 3-day siege, the gunmen were busy rigging bombs with cables and wrapping them in transparent tape. Vasilev says the psychological wounds may make it difficult for the musical to go on in its present form. There are too many deaths, too much shock, Vasilev says. Many cast members may refuse to work, especially our child actors. At least 2 child Nordost cast members were among those killed in the theater. Marina Krylova, a member of Nordost's technical staff, says she and many of the surviving hostages are too distraught to think about the future of the musical. We who survived are dealing with the guilt of being alive, Krylova says, and that something we'll have with us for the rest of our lives. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.